Welcome to the Soapcast.
Presented by Northern Lights and the Soap Factory.
My name is Christopher Holtberg. I have been working in the last 3 to 4 years on projects that relate to what I refer to the architecture of mass culture. It's a term I borrowed from Benjamin Bucklow, a writer. But I'm interested in large cultural systems that surround us and encompass our daily lives. And so I've been exploring things in this manner. Profile Cube is a project that really began with my fascination with personalized internet experience. So all the websites I was visiting, whether it be Netflix or Amazon or any other website, I was noticing that we're getting more and more personalized results in terms of targeted advertisements, but also suggestion of products. And then I think, you know, most people would have this experience too, where it sort of sometimes would be very helpful and other times a little bit creepy, the fact that they know that I was searching for a printer. And so on any random website I'm on, all of a sudden I have a printer advertisement. So as I began thinking about that project, I wanted to find a physical experience that would parody or relate to the psychological experience that we have when we have this moment of realizing that the information is personalized to us. And so the project really was started being formed that way. And the more research I did, the more I realized that this big data that's out there that's being collected about us is really, in essence, creating these profiles that we don't necessarily get to see the full information for, but in fact, it's filtered back to us through these advertisements. And so the project Profile Cube that will be shown for Artists on the Verge walks through a three-step process that essentially asks users or visitors to the gallery to give information and then allow the Profile Cube to actually build a profile of them based on this interaction. There's a kiosk that has a touchscreen that will have an intake form in which users are asked to give up information. It ranges from sort of psychological testing, like in terms of color preferences, to questions that are embedded into pop culture. And then what happens is the participant is able to use that code to access the cube. And the cube is a 8-foot by 8-foot space that's fully enclosed, in which the walls are perforated with profile descriptive words. So after you've inserted or typed in your code in order to get into the cube, then the lights will actually literally illuminate the words that pertain to you. So you're in the space, and then all of a sudden your profile is literally calculated one word at a time until you're surrounded by the words of who you actually are, according to the profile cube. It's a very physical experience to something that happens online, and so I'm really interested in how we can begin to think about or question that experience that we have online. Artist on the Verge runs through the month of May at the Soap Factory. More information can be found at Northern Lights website or Soap Factory's website.